Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to take a few minutes just to say thank you to Jesus for this opportunity. The truth is, I was only coming to bless my father, Glenn, who was a big blessing to our life some years back. He visited Kenya, and that time was the lowest time in my life because I had just had my church burnt down, and we had a new location, and we could not raise anything to build a church or a place for the house of God. And we were having a mission in the Maasai land, and I requested the team to come and pray over the ground which we were to build a church. And Pastor Glenn comes and says, "We're going to do the roofing." And I said, "That would be a big blessing to us." And years went, and I came over here, and this very church, before even you had your own starting or even started anything, you raised money, which was not only enough to build the roof, but even to pay the extra money we needed to pay for the land so that we could own the land in Kenya. So this church has a child. This church, okay. I'm from Kenya. I believe that I preach and speak by faith. I'm not like Dr. Kellner, who speak from the holy, the holy tablets or the holy computer. I use the holy Bible. So, you know, it's only in America I see people with the holy phones. But here I only believe in the holy Bible. And so I preach most of my times by faith. So when you preach by faith, people must receive by faith. So people who respond, that's the area you turn to. So I hear this area has more power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let me try this area. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You won't see me in this side. I am going where the power is. So, hallelujah. So we built a church. After that, a lady from this church, she was a blessing. She gave me a ring, her wedding ring, and I declare a blessing over her marriage. She was giving me the testimony, amazing testimony. And Pastor Glenn, I said, "I cannot use this ring. I'm from Kenya. People will cut my finger or cut my wife's finger." I'm married, I have three kids, wonderful people. God has blessed me with a family and a wife and a knife that shapes my life. Yet I tell Dr. Keller, the Lord wants to kill you, the devil wants you dead, your wife is ready to take the contract. So it's a blessing to have a wife. So my wife said, "I don't need the ring." So I called Pastor Glenn, I say, "If we can sell," and Pastor Glenn got the best price for the ring. And we were able to build the walls of our church from this place. And now we have a great place. And I felt so comfortable that now we have church. Dr. Kellner and Judy comes along. They help us to get the PA system and other things. So I feel so comfortable. Only the Lord to tell me the church must leave the building. And that's what I'm going to share to you. Now that you have a building, you have to leave. So that you bring people to the building. The building will never bring people. The building will never serve God. The church is us. From now, we must leave the building. I tell my member, never ever complain about an empty seat and you didn't bring somebody. Complain about yourself. So for those years, 7 years, God started doing revival. People started leaving the church to bring people. Because that's the church. The building was nice. The home was great. And I'm so blessed when we started that work. God started expanding and increasing the church in all corners of our town, which is called Nakuru. And by the grace of God, right now we have services every day, as long as it is called a day. there are people in the church praying. We have the biggest network probably in the world, where every hour we have 120 people praying at any moment. So right now, someone is praying for me. Hundreds of people, and God just started moving. But this was a seed that was planted by here. And the Bible says, cast your seeds on the water. And after many, cast your bread on the water. After many days, it shall come back to you. Today, I declare anointing. I declare favor. I declare breakthrough in your life, in your marriage, in your ways, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can someone receive and say amen? Can somebody receive and say amen? So when I heard that you were having this great celebration, I decided I cannot be a fool and be not here. I must come at any cost, at any way. And I was already in England with a great mission. I only went home for 2 days and I said, I'm coming back. And I didn't call anybody. I only called my sister Gina Braze. I said, I don't want anybody to know because I'm not coming. I'm just coming to celebrate the church that this time there's a new thing starting in this area that nobody can stop. No one can stop. No demon can stop. And I was so happy when I came. I was told that my sister Judy Shaw was preaching. And I asked her, what were you preaching about? And she said, Joy cometh in the morning. Weeping may be at night, but in the morning, joy comes. And I said, wow, that is great. The problem is there are some people, even when joy comes in the morning, they are still sleeping in the morning. That's why I was happy to be in the first service, because this is where joy comes. Joy cometh in the morning. So the danger is your morning might have come, but you are still sleeping, only waking up at night and start crying. That is the danger of the church today. And I've come to encourage any one of you today here to let you know God will do nothing. God will do nothing if you do nothing. Salvation is when you believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus, that's salvation. But freedom is when you know Jesus believes in you. And today I want to let each one of you know, Jesus Christ believes in you. He believes you can do all things through him that strengthens you. He believes he has called you. He believes he has chosen you. He believes you need to leave the house and go and bring people here. Don't take this rubbish where people say, people are stubborn. You are the one stubborn. People are ready to give their life to Jesus. 3 days I've been here. They have been taking me out for lunch or something. And everywhere I have gone, people have given life. So far, 5 people have given life here in Glenridge when I'm here. I just look at people, I speak something to their life, and they say, who are you? I say, Jesus. And they say, we want Jesus. And I want to let you know, God is going to use each one of you today. God has called, the pastor here is a gym coach. The pastor are people to train us. Nobody fights in a gym. People go out to fight. They train in a gym. But when the war comes or running, they go outside. So we want to declare today, right now I have seen the glorious move of God. We have as church on Saturday, we have over 5,000 children who have come to Jesus. And they come from morning until evening to worship Jesus. 650 from Muslim family. In the same facility, on Wednesday, we have Sudanese people, the refugee, 3,000 of them gathered in the same place. On Monday, we have a powerful prayer service that is so powerful that when you miss Sunday, you don't regret. This place has not been built just to be empty. It is a big waste under poor mathematics. If you are only a Sunday coming here, and in any good church in the world, people go on Sunday only 2 hours anywhere, which means it's 8 hours in a month, which means it's 96 hours in a year, which means it's 4 days in the whole year. So if you only come church here on Sunday, trust me, by the end of the year, you will have given God 4 days. Okay, try in marriage. Marry your wife and talk to her only 4 days in a year. Build a house and sleep in it only 4 days in a year. That's why the church must come out of the building and go out every day. Share the good news. Share the testimony that you had here. God don't give us testimony so that we are happy people are healed. He gives us testimony so that we can tell the world our Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So that we can have healing. So that people can receive. People are hurting. People are dying. People are suffering. You have no idea. And you are the hope of those people. Lift up your hands and say, I am the hope. I am the hope. I am a blessing. One of the things we discovered some years back that brought transformation in our life is when we discovered life is voice activated. Can you say that to your neighbor? Help me to preach to your neighbor. Say, life is voice activated. You can activate the life of this city. You can bring a transformation anywhere. As I'm coming to the end, God transformed my life. In August, I visited the prison because I believe the church must come out of the building and bring the glory. So most of our vision is to go to the prisons, is to go to the red streets. I've taken Dr. Kellner, Judy has been there, where we go to the prostitutes. We buy them that night. We give them some funds that someone should give them. And we share the love of God. We don't even condemn them. We don't tell them. They know already they are lost. They only need hope. And every time I do that, thousands, hundreds comes to the cross. This time was a prison. In the prison. And I went to a prison. And I was praying for the children. And I thank God. God has opened the door. We are even having a facility in prison, a church, where prisoners now can come and worship God. And the revival in our prison in Kenya is amazing. There is joy I see in people in prison. When I come to church, especially when I was in England and when I come to America, it's only in these countries people do things by faith that I've never seen. People can clap by faith. They can dance by faith. They can smile by faith. So I go to England. I say, people, can you smile? And they look at you like this. And you ask them, are you smiling? They say, in the spirit. So you tell them, clap for Jesus. They're like, are you clapping? In the spirit. But you see, it's amazing in the West because this is, that's why I love these countries, because you people even don't have sin. You have issues. You have no demons. You have problems. In Africa, we have sins. Here, nobody, you ask, this is wrong. No, this is only my issue. It's an issue. It's just, but the blood of Jesus don't cleanse issues. The blood of Jesus cleanses sin. The blood of Jesus don't deals with problems. It deals with demons. And today I declare, and that's why baptism, for those who are here, you have never been baptized, it's very important. I was personally baptized by force because no churches accepted us. So I went to we decided to baptize ourselves, only coming out speaking in tongues. So it's very important. In prison, back to my last story, I called a woman that she has been leading my service in prison. And she gave me her testimony. I said, what did you do to be here? And you're jailed for life. And she said, I killed 3 members of a certain family. I was annoyed. My husband was cheating me with these people. So I killed my husband, that woman, and this child. I only left 2 children of those men. And I said, how do you feel now? I said, I am sure Jesus forgave me, but I'm not sure whether those children forgave me. So I said, give me the number. He gave me the number of the family. This woman has been in prison for 20 years. So I went to look for the family that she killed, the father, the mother, and the daughter. And the family, there were 3 boys, 2 boys and a girl. They were living below poverty line. We are poor. When we call someone poor, we know what we are talking about. So these are so poor family. And when I left there, I asked those boys, there is this woman who killed your mother. What do you want to do? Because I want to tell you, you can let her free. And these children told me they are 18, 17, and 13. They say, Mike, nobody has ever visited us to ask us about these women. What do you want to do? I say, I want you to forgive the woman. So I had to arrange a mission where I had to take these children to prison and face that woman who killed their father and their mother and their sister. And these young guys who don't know much about the Bible, when they saw the woman coming, they knelt down and they say, we want you to forgive us. I said, no. To me, it was like, she's the one need to ask you for forgiveness, because that's what religion had taught me. You are not. And these children say, no, we are the one who have been carrying this woman in our heart for long. We want to be free. And it was amazing. The presence of God hit the ground. My life got transformed that night. I saw children crying, and they requested this woman. And he said, because of Jesus, will you allow us to call you mom? Will you allow? And when I was thinking of the new building, the Holy Spirit told me to share this message, to tell you this. There is a night or a day today of you to free yourself and forgive somebody in your life. So forgiveness, I discovered that day, is when I forgive people. People who burnt down my church, they didn't know they are bringing revival to my life. People who destroyed my life, who said things, they didn't know they were pushing me to my destiny. So God told me today, and forgiveness is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. If you want to forgive somebody in your life today, someone who messed with your life, I hear this in my spirit. There is a man who messed with a woman in your life, who messed with you. There's a woman, a man messed with your life completely. And right now you live with regret. If this man never appeared in my life would have been better than this. That's the only person I'll pray with. If you're there, you want to forgive that people, let it go. God will touch you where you are. I don't you need to come here. Just raise up your hand. I see mercy and grace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hear God say, lift up your hand. Just raise up where you are. Don't stand, don't do anything. Listen, it's your new day. God is saying it's over. It's over. God is going to send you to a new level. Your speed will be accelerated. The things you lost, they are coming back in a way it has never come back in your life. So shall it be. I hear healing coming. Lift up your hand. Okay, those who have just hands up, if you stand, even if you're a man, something happened, you need to forgive. And today it will work. Just stand where you are. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I saw you. I saw you struggling. The Bible says, I saw you struggling in your own blood. This is for many, many years. And this has been a block in your life. I hear God saying, that blockage is over. And you shall not die, says the Lord. You are living into a new level. Thank you, Jesus. Father, lift up your hand now. I'm just finishing. If anybody here, you've never confessed Jesus as Lord, you've been great. This can be a great day to get saved and to be baptized this evening. I'll come back to see people being buried in Christ and raising up in the Lord. The key word of your forgiveness is healing. My sister, listen. You are receiving healing that you have never received before in your life. This is an amazing healing. This blockage, everything. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you because of your grace over your people. I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive people who have wronged me. I choose to forgive people who said anything, even people who said against this church, people who spoke things against the pastor, people who spoke things against the ministry and the work heaviness that was there during the construction. We choose to forgive. And Lord, I speak right now to the life of everybody who has stood by faith and declare it's a new day in their life. I declare right now they will have power to walk in the newness in the mighty holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for salvation and victory in Jesus' name.
Aren't you so glad that the Lord sent Pastor Mike Brown from Nakuru to celebrate with us? Let's just express our appreciation to Dr. Gary Kellner and to Mike Brown for sharing that word today. Pastor Mike, it has been way too many years since you've been with us, so you must come back to us very soon. Amen? Amen.